Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I'm just going to... Okay. I gotta find peace of mind. I know they're not recording. I gotta find peace of mind. See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Help me forget about him. He takes all my energy, trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, constantly holding me. I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you why I'm undone because mm-hmm. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of not based on ownership. I trust every part of you, 'cause all that you say you do. You love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find a word to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. I have to.
Listen, these divers, that's the sound of Gaia, Mother Nature. It's a beautiful day. They're singing so beautifully. There's no place I'd rather be than with the birds, bees, leaves, and trees. I hope you're taking care of yourself, deep divers. I woke up like this, all magical and fly, and I'm trusting the universe's plan. I'm trusting God's plan, deep divers. An urgent message God wants you to know. A message from God. A message from the universe. We got a whole lot to talk about. You really want to listen to this, deep divers. Are you ready? Fantastic. But first, let's breathe. Let's go. That was beautiful. Let's go, deep divers. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Raising the frequency. What are we doing? Raising the vibration. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature. And I'm FaceTiming you right now, deep divers. If you are watching this video, trust the universe's plan for your life. Trust God's plan that everything that you desire will enter your life. You are becoming a magnet for your desires. If you're ready, just say, I was born ready, Ralph. Look at you go. Smash that like button right now and share this video if you're ready. Hit that like button. Share this video because somebody needs to see this. A message God wants you to know. An urgent message from God. Now, deep divers, Some people call it God. Some people call it the universe. Some people call it spirit. Some people call it the quantum field. Whatever name you have for it, we'll just go with God right now. When you remind yourself that there is a creator of everything, some people call it Allah, but we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about primordial energy, which governs everything in existence. We're talking about divine intelligence. We're talking about the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the Alpha and the Omega. Well, there's a message God wants you to know. We've got a whole lot to talk about, deep divers. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? God's message for you, an urgent message from God. Now, deep divers, don't get it twisted. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Religion is for people who are afraid to go to hell. Spirituality is for people, wait for it, who've already been there. Oh, my gosh. Slow motion this side. Now, you can call it God. You can call it the universe. You can call it the angels, right? We all know that we are co-creators, and there is a divine intelligence that permeates everything in this universe. You see, deep divers, I was born in the church, raised in the church, so I've read the Bible back to front. I've studied the Kabbalah. I've studied the Quran. I've studied all holy texts, ancient scriptures, the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Enuma Elish, the Emerald Tablets going back to ancient Kemet. Let's talk about the Bible. Psalm 82:6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Slow motion this side. So we are gods and goddesses, right? Or like Carl Sagan said, the nitrogen in your DNA, the calcium in your teeth, the iron in your blood, the carbon in your apple pies were all made in the interior of collapsing stars. We are stardust. We are stardust, and we are stardust. We are the universe experiencing itself, deep divers. How cool is this? I'm going to share with you 7 urgent messages God wants you to know. The universe wants you to know, because we are the universe experiencing itself, deep divers. Now, let's start with this. Your path. This is God's message for you. Your path for better or for worse. What am I talking about? You see, your path, the path you're on right now, is either helping you become your greatest version, destroying your soul. Are you on the right path right now? Because if you're not, the universe is saying, wake up and get on track to become your greatest version. Get right with yourself. Get right with nature. Once upon a time, I wasn't in my purpose, and my life was spiraling out of control. Right now, deep divers, you've got to remind yourself, as you move into your true calling, everything starts to align for you and shift in your favor. This is a message God wants you to know. This is an urgent message from the universe. Move into your purpose today. Start listening, picking up the call from the universe, because you came here for a reason. You came here for a purpose. And you must fulfill it. Have you heard that expression, deep divers? Well, it means that when you succeed and nobody believes you, God did. Nobody believed us. God did. The second urgent message from the universe. God wants you to know this, deep divers. God's plan, accident. are not just accidents and coincidences are not just coincidences. Everything is happening for a reason. I say everything is happening in divine order. I remember twisting my ankle when I was skateboarding at 15 years old. And I'm like, God, why hast thou forsaken me? Not realizing I wasn't paying attention. And there was a valuable lesson to be learned even in my accidents, been prevented. You see, accidents aren't just accidents. They're happening for a reason. Many times it's to help us pay attention. And coincidences aren't just coincidences. Oh, you keep meeting that person. There is no such thing as a coincidence. It's happening for a reason. God wants you to know this. Pay attention. Deep tithers. The third urgent message from God, the universe, the quantum field, the right people. You see, the universe or God will send people into your life to test you, to empower you, to remind you of who you are. And it's happened to me along my journey. It's a message because the universe or God speaks to us through other people. Slow motion this side. But also, there is another force which is on another pole to God, which I call the inorganic ones. And this force is all around distracting you from where you need to be. So God wants you to know, the universe wants you to know, in life you're going to have people who are going to build you up, and you're also going to have people who are going to try to tear you down. And you have to say your affirmations, pray, which is a song to the universe, say, please, universe, send the right people into my life that can guide me, protect me, love me for who I truly am. You know, I talk about manifestation. And God wants you to know we never attract what we want. We attract who we are a vibrational match to. And if you want better in life, become better. Oh, my gosh. It's starting to feel like that old infinite waters again, deep tithes. What is the fourth message God wants you to know, the universe wants you to know? Misfortune. Misfortune. Why am I in a state of misfortune? Your hard times, God wants you to know it's not going to last forever. Four words, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. It can't rain forever. But while you're going through hell, keep on going. This is what God wants you to know. In the end, you will overcome adversity. You will triumph over anything that's weighing you down. But in the meantime, remind yourself there is no such thing as a wasted experience. You can learn from it. Instead of asking the universe or God, why is this happening to me? Ask God, ask the universe, what are you trying to teach me? What? Slow motion this side. Nobody believed in us deep divers. God did. An urgent message from the universe. God, the fifth message God wants you to know today, deep divers, it's going to happen for you. It's going to happen for you. But now you must believe in it. You must realize your dreams can turn into a reality. Nobody believed in me. God did. And that's the reason why I got a YouTube Gold Award. Manifesting, number one best-selling books on Amazon. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart. Go and get it. And Tries on the Love of the Galaxy. Go and get them. It's happening for you. This is what God wants you to know. But it's not going to be easy. The journey is going to be the long and winding road. But if you continue to believe enough in yourself that actually I can manifest the life I came here to manifest, it can happen for you. God wants you to know that I am that I am, wants you to know that I am. Very powerful statement. The two most powerful words in the universe. I am. I am. I am. Because whatever you put after that is what you will become. Deep divers, nobody believed in me. God did. The sixth message God wants you to know, an urgent message from the universe, deep divers, is your blessings. Don't take them for granted. Don't take that person who's always there for you for granted, because one day they might be gone. Appreciate good people because they are hard to come by. Thank your teachers, your mentors, your good friends, your good family members. And remind yourself, if you have a beautiful love in your life right now, that's your blessing. Thank God. Thank the universe, because you have earned it through your deeds, actions, and words. Your soul has attracted them into your life. But you must also maintain this relationship with them by watering the relationship, by not taking people for granted. God wants you to know that. Because there are some people who have everything and then they lose everything the same day because they got tired away, got to their head, they got a bit tipsy. These divers, nobody believed in me. God did. The seventh message the universe wants you to know. A message God wants you to know is you are enough. You have enough and you do enough. You are enough. We're in a world right now, deep divers, where a lot of people feel they aren't enough. TikTok, right? A lot of people feel they have to wear a mask, change their voice just to be accepted by society. Goodness gracious, even the cat down the road can't believe it. God wants you to know that you are enough. You were born enough. You were born a complete human being with so many gifts and talents. So start to realize you are enough. Smash that like button right now, deep divers, because I'm going in. Hit that like button and share the video. Nobody believed in me. God did. So the universe wants you to know. God wants you to know you are enough. Accept yourself the way you were born. Love yourself the way you were born and realize you are growing and evolving. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Deep divers, nobody believed in us. God did. Let's breathe. That was beautiful. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Go and check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version. Also, go and get the Book of 1111 Quotes. The Book of Infinite Quotes by Ralph Smart. The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version as well. All new, limited design. Go and get the Good Ass Prana shirts right now, Deep Divers. At ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. If you're a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart, who wants some other clothing? Well, go and buy some. Deep divers, they tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds. God is always talking to us. The universe is always talking to us. We just have to listen, and we will be guided to the right place. I love all of you. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy.
All right. Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Spiritual Soul Sunday with your host, Rooted 7 Oracle, guys. And I love that message from Ralph Smart. If you guys want to, just empowering messages or any pinpoints, you know, whether you call them weaknesses or whether you call them struggles or however, you know, depression, anxiety, universal alignment, just type in Infinite Waters on YouTube, guys. I encourage you to please go watch, binge watch some of his videos, you know, just pick a topic, right? Love Ralph Smart. I wanted to start out a little lighter, you know what I mean, in the cosmic energy, because today is going to be cosmic updates, guys. As many of you are no stranger to Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys, Enhancing Awareness Radio is one big classroom. So I like to teach sometimes But most importantly, I like to listen, and I like to gather, put together research and connect dots when it comes to other people's teachings, you know. So I like to pull lectures, and I like to kind of put it together and display, if you will, a bigger message, right? So that's what I enjoy doing here at Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. But Spiritual Soul Sunday, Ralph Smart, I want to start off with that, you know, again, a little lighter. Love those messages that you said. You know, sometimes we need those subtle reminders when we start to get a little blurry, if you will. So I appreciate Ralph for what he does and what he's been doing. Infinite Waters YouTube, go like and subscribe. Also go like and subscribe to Black Magic 363. You know, I like Black Magic 363, guys, because there are cosmic updates, you know, whether it's orchestrated or whether it's, you know, however I feel I have respect, let me say that, for some of the people who come through, because Phil Valentine was one of those who I listened to his teachings, and it helped to elevate me, you know what I mean, in my earlier journey. You know, it truly helped me to see him and Bobby, you know, and Brother Panic, you know what I mean. So these are brothers that I definitely appreciate, and I'm always stay in tune and tapping, you know, to see what they got to say, you know what I mean. So all the video credits, guys, will be in the show notes. You know, so yeah, I mean, it is what it is, guys. So cosmic updates. Let's hear what I think this is important. What Dr. Valentine has to say about karma. And then we'll get into the lecture, which is Dr. Phil Valentine. He titles it, The Time Has Come. And I have not listened to this one because I like to listen live with y'all guys. So that's why I haven't listened. But when I was listening to tidbits, right, I was like, okay, wow. Like, you know, shit started to make sense as I was listening. But let's say,
so whatever your particular karma is, it doesn't matter where you go, it's going to follow you depending on that. And that's the thing about karma. The thing is, we have to know that the people who are attacking us, they tell us through the movies, through stories, through the news, through just in the music, everything. They tell us what they're going to do. And the reason why the Illuminati tells us what they're going to do is that they circumvent. Because once they tell you, they cannot have a karma. You have the ability to counter it. So they will have to tell you all of their strategies. It's just that we are so distracted that they're not paying attention.
Powerful.
And when I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. You could be emulating something positive. That's no good, you know. It's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that could take you to everyone.
Love what Erica Badu. Very important, guys. That's why this podcast is titled Enhancing Awareness Radio, right? All right, guys, let's go ahead and hop into the lecture. I think this lecture is about an hour and a half long, but Phil Valentine and Brother Rich, also amazing guy, who worked hard, you know, even on Blog Talk Radio. All of them really was on Blog Talk, like in the earlier, later 90s, early 2000s, but I kept Blog Talk because I like the structure and platform, and then I don't like my face out there like that. You know, I'm behind the scenes type producer. You know what I mean? So anyway, guys, enjoy the lecture, and you know how I do it. I'll be out, you know, to talk, pause, key points, all that good stuff, and to summarize my thoughts as well as the lecture. But yeah, love learning and growing with you guys. So I hope you guys are doing well in your personal lives. Remember, awareness is important.
All right, peace family. Thanks for joining us. We are now live. Y'all see who I'm with. I always love your shirts, Doc. Can you show us your shirt? What does your shirt say, Doc? Believe nothing.
Question.
Oh, man. Listen, it's going to be an amazing, a fun show tonight. get comfortable, hit that like button. We're actually going to do a live call-in, but before I bring Doc on, let's get to some commercials real quick. So get comfortable. I'm about to share the link in the chat room. For those who wants to ask Dr. Valentine a question, you can ask one question. You don't tell us your whole life story. There's going to be a lot of people looking to ask questions, and we're not going to be on here all night. So when I put the link in the chat, if you would like to join us, you ask one question, you will answer it, and that's that, family. I appreciate your participation and y'all being patient. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
We're here, a.k.a. Valid Guru. Let me tell you something. When you think about magical people that seem to be manifesting the life of their dreams, those that have enough resources to do what they're called to do, and it just seems like the universe unfolds for them, it's no accident. Many of them are working with supernatural tools. I have created such a tool with my 2023 Angels Unleashed calendar. Go to VickiPlanet.com, buy them by the dozens. Let me see you there.
It's a numerational session with King Diamond. Text your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. That's 347-496-1022. And get my book on Amazon now.
All right, I'm trying to, give me a second. I'm trying to pin this. Okay, so I just pinned the link to join us at the top. It's at the top of the chat. So if you would like to join us and ask Dr. Valentine questions, you could do that. But I would like to – oh, first, let me bring Dr. Valentine on the show. Welcome to the show, my brother. I'm so excited to get started. Welcome, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here.
I want to start out, Doc, real quick. I want to put I am intentional, family, about supporting Dr. Valentine. And if you know, every time he comes on here, I make sure – you'll support the brother. He has done more than, I don't know what word to use. He's done a lot for this community. So when it comes to Dr. Valentine and us supporting and making sure that they enjoy their life down here to the best of their ability, because we know what's going on, I want Dr. Valentine to be a living example of that. I want us to say, we took care of Dr. Valentine. He took care of us. I remember being young, watching this tape, changing my life, and me selling his tapes in Brooklyn, and he changed my life more ways than he could imagine. So I'm returning the favor, and I told him I got his back for the rest of his time here on this earth. So family, by the end of the show, I want Doc to tell me, Rich, they took care of me. So we're going to have a different show. We're going to take calls from the people, from the family. But like I said in the beginning, I want y'all to make sure y'all take care of Doc. He's one of our elders from that golden era, and there's not too many from his era still around. So, we're gonna start the show off like that on a appreciative a vibe of showing gratitude to Doc. Before we get to the questions from the people, Doc, I want to ask you about two questions. I remember you used to do the Black News back in the day. Remember you always did the Black News? Two questions about some of the current events going on. We want to get Dr. Valentine's take on it. First one being, and you talk about the banks, and you told us about the cryptos, the XRP, the XLM. You told us about Glint buying gold, and you told us about Novatech. You have been very useful to us, my brother. I want to ask you, all these countries abandoning the U.S. dollar, China and all of this stuff, they want to ban TikTok now. I mean, it's looking real shaky for the U.S. I want to ask you about that, and I also want to ask you about Trump getting indicted. So we can start out like that. Give it. What's up with that, my brother?
Well, if you want to start with the banks, you spoke about the fact that the U.S. dollar was actually supported by oil all the time. Mm-hmm. They had a deal with Saudi Arabia back when Rockefeller went over there. Rockefeller was the one who actually started. And because most of the oil was actually mined from the United States, which is what Trump returned to during his tenure in office. And that's why we were essentially energy independent at that time. But those who essentially are working for Rockefeller and for the
faith knew that they could actually support the warfare to destroy the United States by making us more dependent on foreign oil. So what they did essentially was to destroy the gas pipeline, which essentially fed and was part of what was helping Europe and NATO. And it's a lot of convolutions because, you remember, all wars are fought between secret societies. They're not fought against nations. They're fought with power brokering and power structuring for the secret society. So what you're looking at is the destruction of the dollar, which actually started when Nixon took us off the gold standard and put us on the oil, which essentially allowed us during World War II to become the superpower, because they forced our dollar to be used in every purchase of oils and significant other products, and that gave us the strength to build a super war machine. And so what happened at that point, the dollar itself didn't have any backing, and because it didn't have any backing, those who were controlling the dollar could print as much as they wanted. Now, this is what you're watching with the current administration in place. You're watching a hyperinflation taking place based upon the printing of whatever dollars is necessary to buy off or to do whatever was necessary outside of what the people would actually have a say in. And so what you're looking at also is that to cover that, you have to raise the taxes in order to pay off debt. That would come with flooding the market with the dollar and making the dollar useless. Now, what's happening is this is being purposely done. It's an orchestration. The United States has been under attack for us over the last 40 years, and there was a 16-year plan in place, starting with Obama, taking two terms, which was, again, eight. The other two terms were supposed to be Hillary Clinton, which was supposed to take us into war at least 4 years sooner, 3 or 4 years sooner. And so what happened, they had to fast-track everything. This is why you see everything happening so fast, because Trump came in, and he was like the fly in the ointment. He wasn't supposed to be in. And what he did was he began dialing back the plan that began with Obama's administration to get us into war and to undermine and destroy the United States from within. So everything that you're watching, the destruction of our language or the language we've been using, destruction of family first when they destroyed the authority of the masculine principle here, and then that began to be the destruction of the family, and then from that we began to invite more and more, say, and of course I have to be very delicate with what I'm speaking about because of where we are. We began to introduce perversity as a common reality for our children, and a common reality for our working place, the family, and so forth. Then, with the attack on the economy, and of course I'm giving you pieces of how the war is being prosecuted. I remember doing a program a long time ago there with you, I believe it was in Brooklyn, where I talked about asymmetric warfare.
Yes.
And asymmetric warfare is the attacks and the strategy and the tactics are based upon a multi-vectored strategy of attack. We'll attack the children, we'll attack the education system, we'll attack the economy, we'll attack the sanctity of marriage, we'll attack the very meaning of language itself, and so forth. We'll attack everything that was the basic comfort and infrastructure that pulls a nation together and strengthens the nature as its foundation. They got rid of that. And what you're seeing is an erosion of morality, an erosion of ethics, an erosion of justice. So now that brings us to the point where the people who are fighting the deep state in different countries, like Trump, Z, most people think that these people are enemies, but they're not. The deep state is essentially rampant in all of the different countries, Argentina, every place that you're looking at, the deep state or what you call the Illuminati are in those governments. They're all over, and they were the ones that were controlling the economy. The economies of all the countries you see around the world through the IMF, through the central banking systems all around the world, they were the ones controlling everything. So now what you're seeing is a war against this kind of a totalitarian government, and those who are the agents of that particular government, like you see the, not the president, but the resident who have taken over.
The resident.
Yeah, who's actually stole the election. Because everybody hating on Trump, calling him a racist and all that, and they're not realizing that Trump is dialing back everything that the deep state is doing. Now, you said the banking system.
Mm-hmm.
They have to undermine and destroy the dollar. Meanwhile, if you're looking at what's going on around the world, China, Russia, and what we call BRICS nations are all buying gold. They're buying an enormous amount of gold. I'm talking China.
Wow.
Is stocked up on gold. They're cornering the market on gold for a reason. So now that they're undermining the oil dollar, which is because we are not on the oil dollar at all. I mean, we're on the oil dollar, and we came off of the gold dollar. There is legislation now in the United States Congress, which is being blocked by the Democrats because they're part of the machine that wants to destroy the United States. A bill on tap right now to bring the dollar back on the gold standard. But they have this debt that can be easily taken care of if they allow Ripple and XRP to be the liquidity necessary for us to pay off that the dollar had created. But they don't want to do that. That's why you see there's this court case that's delaying the ability for XRP to be used as the liquidity for our central bank. I'm not talking about the central bank of the bankers. I'm talking about the Treasury of the United States, not the United States Treasury. There's a difference. United States Treasury, all capitals, that belongs to the deep state. The Treasury of the United States, upper and lowercase, that belongs to us. That's the people's treasury.
Okay.
And that's where they took us off. They took that from us. So now what you're looking at is the war that the deep state needs in order to maintain control. Remember, every time there is every 72 years, the international bankers crash the economy to build back up again, and they do that by segregating us into a war.
Mm-hmm.
War begins to regenerate everything. It's the destruction-construction mentality. They need that destruction-construction concept, and that's what capitalism needs. It needs a war. So the reason why they need that war is because the war machine that's being built up that you see being sent over to Ukraine right now, that's a necessary component for them to maintain their fiscal as well as military control and the particular system that's in place at this time that belongs to the 12 families.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about Rockefeller and Rothschild. These people are nothing more than administrators, the real ones that is behind the scenes. Go all the way up into the Pope and into the Vatican. So what we're looking at right now is a change. For them to maintain or get the control that they need to first of all, kill off most of the population, at least 1 to 2 billion people. That's the next, that's the phase we were talking about. We can't talk about that which we can't talk about. They started that genocidal process. The next thing they have to do is to cause a war. So that destruction is in the place, the war could be overt with bombs, or it could be subverted using the destruction of the energy grid, for example,
mm-hmm.
bringing down power, destroying communications, or putting their agents in there to make sure that certain narratives are forwarded to the people and they keep them, you know, essentially docile. So just to wrap this particular part up, cause such a crash in the dollar, cause such mayhem, which is getting ready to happen. We're not talking about a repression or a depression. We're talking a complete collapse, which is why I've been telling people for how long, you know, this is, last 5 years, 6 years, how to get prepared and how to get their monies off of the grid and onto private, like buying gold. I'm talking gold that you could keep, like buying your weapons to protect whatever you have for you and your family, like buying at least a year's amount of food, like buying your generators for you to be able to use generators that you can power up using solar energy. Is there ways that you can manage those particular those pause in times when chaos completely topples everything? Now they're going to start dealing with the digital dollar and the digital bank dollar. That's what they want to do. Put us online, chip us, and then you every card process that you take, everything that you buy, you'll be able to know. And if you don't say the right things, or if you just make a mistake and say the wrong things, like they did to, in Canada, to shut down the truckers, couldn't get into your bank account.
Right.
This is what the United States is fighting right now, because everything that the deep state through the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the WEF, with the maggot vermin, they're the ones who want to bring in the new world order and put us onto the AI. And if you were there at the last webinar, I told you that the thing that you were taking was putting in certain nano energies into your body so that the AI would hook up to you. And that's what they want to do. They want to bring in the AI. And it's gotten so sophisticated. The AI has become so humanized that your boys must said that we have to shut it down now.
The nanobots is very, very, very important too. It's like a mind control type thing. Just know there are subtle things that are happening that we may think is crazy. Excuse me. People may think you're going crazy if you speak on them. But I know there's a lot of people more now paying attention. So kudos to you.
We have to shut down AI because the AI has become so sophisticated that it wants to self-preserve. So we're heading right to, you know, Terminator scenarios.
And last thing I want to ask before we get to some Q&A from the people. And by the way, family, two things. Make sure, now that we got 3,000 people in the room, for those who came in a little late, I'm being very intentional about my support for the good Dr. Valentine and all the magnificent things he's done for the community. I want to make sure we take care of this brother. He comes from a class, the Dr. Blair and Bobby Hemmett. We don't have those gentlemen around no more. And we all say how much we love and miss those gentlemen. We still have a representative from that class. And while he's here, I need us to take care of him. So I need everybody to make sure you support this brother by going to PayPal. The brother does not have a Cash App for those asking. He got banned from Cash App just like he got banned from YouTube. So hit the brother up on PayPal, KemetEarth@gmail.com, and show the brother some love. It's important that we show our elders love. We're about to get to some Q&A, family. I pinned the link to join us at the top. So if you want to call in live and you have a question and you want to be on camera, you want to ask Dr. Valentine one question, live, you could go to the link that's at the top of the chat, and you could join us live and ask the brother a question. I'm doing this because usually I just ask questions, and I know a lot of y'all dream about being able to ask Dr. Valentine a question. So it's your opportunity. So, we're going to have a fun time. We'll probably be here for about an hour and a half, family. With that being said, Doc, before we get to the Q&A, all the talk recently about UFOs and everything, and I talked to you about that and what the governments may or may not be doing. But besides that, I'm talking about, Doc, every day I get an email or a DM from Instagram or some type of communication, a text message, and somebody saying, yo, Rich, I see a UFO. Yo, Rich, check this out. Show me pictures. I don't know if they fake it, but they're, people are like, yo, Rich, I'm seeing this. I'm not talking about what they talking about. I'm seeing this, Rich. This shit is real, Rich. They talking about it's all over Instagram. If you know, it's all over Instagram. So, Doc, besides what the government is telling us, why are the people reporting an increase in UFO sightings and paranormal activity, Dr. Valentine?
Well, 99% of it is distraction.
Mm.
Please do not believe everything that you see in the sky, because for the last 25 years, I've been telling you they've been ramping up the technology on operation coming out of the Vatican. Jesus, came right out of my head. But you know what I'm talking about, Bluebeam.
Bluebeam, okay.
Operation Bluebeam, conditioning the people to believe that something or people or entities coming from other places would then, you know, build all our castles, and they built up the narrative through their sightings on TV and all these different things and saying, oh, what happened here, and we saw this. There are entities that are entering back and forth through certain portals from other sides, on the other sides of the dome and so forth, because there are doorways in and out through different parts of our reality into other domes. Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at is that those places that they're supposed to be going, like the Mars and all these places are right here on terra firma, but they're beyond the places where we're allowed to explore.
Right.
Technology that they talk about that was supposedly retrofitted to give them the so-called skunk works that they're talking about and DARPA, they have the Internet of Things and the Internet of Bodies now. It's called the Internet of Bodies.
Mm.
And the Internet of Bodies is them interfacing you directly with the technologies so that they can monitor you, your health, and so forth. But also, people who have dementia and different types of mental diseases, they can monitor the chemical output of that deficiency and then trigger you in your brain, because Musk is working on this, trigger you in your brain in order to bring you back into balance or cause you to come imbalanced as a result. Now, again, that campaign around the COVID that we were talking about, that was the way for the next stage of transhumanism, getting us to become cyborgs so that we could set up a way to manipulate the people. Meanwhile, you have Hollywood and the military itself, because it's the military to do the movie with the little alien.
E.T.?
E.T. The military gave him that money. The military gave him the money to do Alien. Everything that you see, the science fiction, that essentially is talking about aliens and the whole nine yards, the military has a hand in that. So the military has a hand in funding any type of movies, high-budget movies, like the Alien Resurrection and all of these things coming down, the people who were our fathers and all this. They're conditioning the people to believe that entities outside of us, the original people, were the ones who set down air travel, interdimensional travel. All of this was actually done from our bodies. Anytime, remember I warned you, anytime any entity comes to visit you in a technology other than themselves, they are essentially Buddha. Just take a look at the fact that we, advanced in technology, are the most brutal species on the planet, because we use the technology to kill, to maim, and control. So what makes you think that their technology wasn't arrived at the same way?
Mm.
So you have to understand, anything comes that lands in a spaceship isn't coming for benevolent reasons. They're coming here to turn you, as they say, into the Indians. And they know that. The day the earth stood still, with Keanu Reeves would tell you that. The understanding is that you essentially are the technology. That's the thing. Most of what you're looking at is so contradictory to your own psycho-spiritual nature that some other entity or creature is now something that you're going to fight. Remember also that the man who was the rocketeer for the Nazis, this man who was Hitler's scientist that they brought over here in Operation Paperclip, he was the one who warned that they say it was going to be first the Germans, then the next the Toju. The same with Pike, the head of the Masonic Order, said it would be Islam that would become the enemy. And then he warned again that if you don't pay attention, you'll say the next thing that they will tell you is the threat that brings humanity together under a one-world order, aliens attacking from outer space. So you have to understand that the technology has become so sophisticated, you would actually believe that what you're seeing in the skies are actually invasions from outer space. Now, I'm not saying that, I'm not going to unequivocally say anything about that, but I have to follow the bouncing ball. I have to go and do my own research, and my research tells me that the Vatican, who created, who has more telescopes around the world than anybody, the Vatican has more telescopes around the world than anybody,
damn,
any nation.
I know that.
That's right.
Damn.
They have one they call Lucifer. I don't even know the acronym, but they have the biggest telescope. It's called Lucifer, who they worship in the Vatican. They have a temple in the Vatican to Lucifer. The thing around Operation Bluebeam was to bring a Christ back, to bring us to such an extent, to such a level of chaos that the Jesus that they're telling you that exists, this myth, will start coming back on the cloud, or will be attacked by aliens, and they'll give you one of the biggest light shows that you ever have, you'll ever see, and you really believe that we are battling aliens in the sky. They can do that now. The technology is at least 100 years ahead of its time. You don't know that. They've already have technologies that would make you believe that somebody's in the room with you in a three-dimensional manner. They've done it. So, yeah, keep thinking about, you know, aliens and so forth, but keep your mind focused on this, that whoever wants to distract you with aliens is tricking you to look over there, when what he's doing over there is really where the mischief is taking place. So, yeah, look at all the aliens and so forth, and I listened to some of my brothers and sisters talking about, you know, visitations in the sky and all these sophisticated light shows. And has anybody ever seen any of them? Have they come down? Except for those children in Africa.
Mm.
Those children in Africa at the time when these aliens had come down and these little children began drawing them.
Mm-hmm.
Who did they use to do that? Were they really that, the grays? Well, we don't know. But the one thing I know when I studied the grays was that they are an entity of species that have cloned themselves so much that they no longer can procreate anymore. So that the only way of multiplying themselves is through cloning, because they've lost their emotional body.
Oh.
Is what I was told about the grays. The grays, tall grays, the short grays, the little minuscule grays. The grays themselves lost their emotional bodies, which was necessary for sexual procreation.
Mm.
Once they've lost that empathetic part of themselves, they were nothing more than automatons, supposedly manipulated by the reptilians. So now, yes, if they're reptilians, yes, I believe that there are reptilian entities or entities that can shapeshift or entities that can do certain things. I don't close myself off from any reality, but I have to stay structured and I have to stay pointed on the fact that these people are devious. Whoever it is that wants us to believe that aliens are coming down to change us into better people and all of that, no, we change ourselves into better people. Ain't no aliens coming down and telling you, I'm going to help you and give you these powers and so forth. That's all their manipulation. And every time you see one of them damn aliens, they're white, with long white hair. Go and look at all of what it is they say is coming down here from, St. Anthony and St. this and St. that coming down to, and all bright. And go and look at who it is they're telling you is coming back to save the humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Start saving yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Start building on yourself. Start knowing that you are the spirit. You are the one. You are the kings and queens. You're the pinnacle of all human, of all life. Why are you waiting for somebody to come back and give you technology or wisdom? You have all the wisdom. Your ancestors left it to you. They have it all under the Vatican.
Hmm.
Leave all those stories alone. Start getting your food together. Take your children out of these schools. You see what they did to these kids? They shot three of them now. The transgender community now wants to blame us for blaming her. Ain't nobody talking about the victims. They're talking about the transgender girl, that she was forced into doing it, and they're going to support her. And this poor girl, she was only 18, she was only 16. Now she's 28. It's all a distraction. Everything that you're seeing is, even Trump's indictment is a distraction. It's all a game. Get your economy together. Get your gold. Get your food. Get your water. Get your gun.
You came in here and delivered a message today, Doc. Wow.
Yeah, we got to stop getting distracted by all these things. Aliens, what's that going to do? You got to put food on your table? No. Is that going to put an education into your child's head? No. But it will distract you. It will give you something to talk about other than surviving over the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to some Q&A from the people, Doc. I think it's about time. We should be, we got 4,000 people in the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat for those coming late once again. Make sure you support the good doctor. His PayPal is up on the screen. I'll leave it on the screen the duration of the show. CommitEarth@gmail.com. He doesn't have a PayPal. So 4,000 people in here. Let's make sure we show the good doctor some love. And right now, we're going to get to some Q&A. Like I said, if you came in late, the link is pinned at the top of the chat. So you can click on the link at the top of the chat. And, yeah, you'll be able to join us. All right, let's get to some of y'all did not connect your device, so I won't be able to. Rob Foster, your device is not connected. Okay, let's get to Uwe. Peace, Uwe, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How you doing, doing?
All right, peace. You got a question for Dr. Valentine. One question, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'd like to say thank you, Black 360. And I would like to say thank you, Dr. Field, because I've tried one of your experiments, and I knew you were the real deal. And I wanted to ask you for another tweak for my body. I dream in black and white, and I keep trying to get myself to dream in full color.
When you dream in black and white as opposed to color, is that their mentality and the way that they look at the world is black and white. The way that they decide certain things, it has to be either this or that. You're very, very, I would say, critical about making sure that what you're searching for is exactly what it is that you found. And so black and white is the tendency of people who are looking to get exactitude and not just just to get caught up in the colors of things. Colors represent differentiation, fragmentation. The beautiful thing is you can get caught up by the colors in your dream. But when you dream in black and white, you're looking for certain answers. You're dealing with certain things that have an exactitude to them. And you're looking for it specifically. This is what I'm going in for this particular dream. This dream is supposed to give me something that's either this or that. It's not me just wallowing and getting lost in the beauty of colors and seeing who people are. Those are distractions to you. So your subconscious is based upon getting right to the facts.
All right. Thanks for calling, brother. We got to get to the next question. Thank you. All right. Let's get to the next question. And, after Doc answers your question, I need you to leave the back of the studio so more people could come in. Because as long as you're still there, there's a limit of 10 people that could join in the back. So as long as you're still there. Okay, you just left. All right. Let's get to the next question, family. Janine Bell, are you there? Janine Bell, are you there? Can you hear me? We're going to have to get to the next. Let's get
she had her microphone off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Antonio. Antonio, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear y'all. Brother Phil, how are you doing, Brother Phil?
One question, my brother. We got a lot of guests. One question.
Yes. I live in Delaware Valley, outskirts of Philadelphia. All these trailer derailments and all of that. Now, I see there's a mixture going on with these chemicals. Now, there's another chemical a transpirator, another chemical. They don't want us to deal with the water and all that. You can't take baths and all that stuff. I mean, we boil water and all that. Sometimes we don't consume those waters. But it's the fact that if you destroy the water, you destroy the people. That's all I got to say.
What you're saying is correct. It's called asymmetric warfare. They'll attack the environment in order to attack you. You have to understand everything is being turned into a weapon. Our justice system is weaponized. Our commerce is weaponized. Our financial system is weaponized. Our system of culture and family and all of the things that keep us as a human is being weaponized. Even our women, our females, our sisters were weaponized against us. So you have to understand that everything in an asymmetric war, based upon the art of war by Sun Tzu, is about weaponizing everything, because the foe or the adversary that you are at war with is more powerful than you, and they know that. So they have to undermine us from within. That's what the southern border is about. They have over 2 to 3 million people who come in here, and these are Chinese nationals. These are people coming in from the Arab nations. These are not just people coming in from South America, coming in from these other islands. These are people coming through Mexico and are picking up stations. These are the sleepers that you're going to go to war with or maybe going to war with soon. And these are the ones that are going to be recruited by Antifa to stop the chaos. That's what they want you to do now that Trump has been indicted. They know that if Trump gets in, there's going to be a war against them, because there's a war going on against them right now in the Ukraine. That's what Putin did. He attacked them. Ukraine was a hub, one of the biggest hubs.
Yeah.
One of the biggest hubs for child sex trafficking.
Yeah,
the sex trafficking itself, as well as the ones who actually weaponized what you took in during the COVID war plan. Genocidal plan. So you have to understand that that's exactly what we're at. We are at war. So the train derailments, all of these are set.
One of the biggest, allegedly, I guess, one of the biggest hubs for sex trafficking. I think we don't talk enough about how much that goes on. Probably bigger than the drug business, you know what I mean, nowadays. And children, y'all. You know, it's just, yeah, the things that happen behind the curtain, it's just, you know.
Dodge. You got to destroy the infrastructure. That's why you see Gates buying up farmland. Why you see they stopped taking the oil and made us more dependent from outside oil. The person in office right now is an enemy. He's in the pocket of the deep state. That's why you have transgenders in the government right now, big time. You have one transgender was stealing people's luggage off the airport, women's luggage, and putting it on.
Oh, shit.
They're laughing at us. I'm sorry. Go right ahead, buddy.
Let's get to the next call. This is Cyberlord. Cyberlord, can you hear us?
Yes. How y'all doing? Dr. Valentine, I've been a fan of you for years. My question is quick. The new FedNow CBD currency that they're about to issue, are they about to collapse the economy and totally replace Bitcoin? And that's all. Thank you.
Okay, good question. I would not deal with Bitcoin. We'll go the way of the dodo bird in about another 5 to 10 years, even less than that, because it has no intrinsic value. Yeah. It'll probably hit $500,000 to $1 million, and then all of a sudden drop off. The banks do not want anything that they do not have a hand in controlling. So they're not going to adopt that which they are not part of. That's why XRP is superior. XLM is superior. Quant is superior. XDC is superior. HBAR is superior. All of these have a use case for those CBDCs or for the banks. I don't want no CBD. D.C., not here in America. I don't want nobody knowing exactly what I buy and when I buy it. But that's what they're fighting over here. They're fighting not to deal with the CBDC and to make sure that our central banking system uses a not use a central banking coin, because then that will lock us in. We will have no other choice but to buy and sell at their command. And that's what they're doing around the world right now with the WEF, which is the World Economic Forum. They're trying to get us off the dollar and onto a world digital currency. And that's going to be your mark of the beast.
Okay, let's get to the next question. Joshua 369, you got a question, brother.
Yes.
Damn, Joshua. Somehow he got disconnected. Call back in, my brother. I don't know what happened. Nothing on my end, but call back in, my brother. I'll put you on after the next call. Let's get to the next caller, Kunta. Kunta, man, what the hell are you doing over there, man? What questions you got, my brother? What's up?
Gentlemen, it's a full time. I highly honor you. Thanks for your book, you know.
You're paying.
Black water, but whatever. I got a question, and I'm wondering, like, how is it going to be orchestrated? Because, okay, the market is falling, but what time frame, you know? Like, can we kind of have some projection? Is it going to be in the next 2 months? Is it going to be in 3 months? When is the hyperinflation taking place? Thank you.
Good question.
Thank you, my brother.
Good question. This year, this is why we are in a preparatory mode for us if you're going to survival mode. There is a countermeasure in place. It's called the Quantum Financial System, the QFS. That's the one that's going to war against the Great Reset. The Great Reset is the Illuminati, that's them. The Quantum Financial System that was in place before they dismantled it or they attacked it on 9/11, that was supposed to be announced outside of the World Trade Center at 9 p.m. on that Tuesday. But what happened was the attack took place at 9:57, if you notice, that they sent that rocket that was disguised as an airplane into the building and shut that down, which was actually to stop the quantum financial system from going into place and to institute in the next week after the attack a 2,000-page Patriot Act that was part of that began the attack. Now, I'm saying to everybody that the mission to get us completely subservient and to kill off as many as we can is until 2030. You may have been at one of my lectures when I talked about the time frame, which was 2030 to 2050. But by 2030, they hope to have us all on electronic cars, to have stopped us from dealing with any kind of oil, which is ridiculous because that way you can, you know, the oil is what's generating everything. It's generating the electricity for you to charge the cars. They want to maintain a control over Africa. So I would say to stay away from any of your EVs. I know a lot of people want to buy the EVs. It costs $120,000, some of them. But these EVs are actually built on slave labor. The materials being used, the lithium and the materials to use the batteries. You can recycle the batteries, but they're not biodegradable. But to get the lithium and the materials that make the batteries, slave labor is used. Child slave labor is being used to make those batteries. So this whole change over into an electronic system is another means of control, because if you get one of those cars, by the next 2 to 5 years, they're going to have chips in them. And these chips are going to make sure that whatever area you live in and whatever economic status you have, you are not going to be able to travel outside the boundaries that chip designates as your cutoff point. So you can't drive out from one state to the next. You can't buy certain food because you have a particular label. They're already doing it in China. You're not going to be able to buy food, pay your rent, buy homes, do anything that the state says based upon your what they call social credit. This is all supposed to happen before 2030. It's a gradual process. The only problem is that Trump is in their way. And I know everybody's talking about him and saying he's this and that. The Democrats have really stuck their own foot up their own backside with trying to indict him. When they indicted him, there's a guarantee that he's going to be the next presidential candidate in the Republican Party.
Dan, thanks for telling me that. I was just saying, what a lie. Let's get to the next question, the next caller.
Battery low.
To the next question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You have to turn down your TV because I can hear it.
Okay, hold on. Better?
Yeah, much better. You got a question, my brother?
Yes, I got a question about space. I don't believe the moon landing. I don't believe that they've been in space no type of way or form. Because I believe that they lied about the moon landing from the get-go. So my question is really, how can we believe anything they say about space?
That means, brother, the very thought process that you are engendering shows that you are of high intelligence.
Thank you.
This is why I say this. The very fact that space, as they actually tell you, is a lie, because the only way that you can actually support a atmosphere for the life of sentient beings is to make sure that that atmosphere is within a closed structure. But they tell you that there are layers to the atmosphere going all the way into space. But then they tell you that space is a vacuum.
Right.
So how does a vacuum exist immediately and directly in line and right up next to an atmosphere, and that atmosphere isn't being sucked out into outer space?
It's impossible.
Impossible. But they do tell you that Einstein solved that problem with his general theory of relativity, because space to him is like a giant trampoline, and that the density of space, which is ether, it bends, it folds, and the mass causes space to bend and therefore causes the Earth to spin around the sun, which is the most ridiculous thing that we have going on, which is why my webinar is going to show us that we do not live in a spinning water ball that's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator and spinning at 66,000 miles an hour around the sun, which is
you are so right.
Hurtling through the Earth at 166,000 miles around in the center of some galaxy. It's ridiculous.
Right. If all possible, then how can you get a spaceship off of this Earth into space?
Indeed.
If you're spinning that fast.
Indeed. And how do you land an airplane down by near the equator if the equator is, the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour and you're only flying at 500 miles an hour?
Right.
All right, we're going to get to the next caller, my brother. I got a lot of people, my brother. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. But stay on the lookout for my webinar.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, my brother. Let's get to the next call. Ibn Abdullah Rashid, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
You have a question.
Yes. Peace, Brother Rich, and Elder Dr. Valentine. And all that you brothers do. Question is, where do you see our people going as far as melanated people in the future, and where was our place as being as cultivated as a civilization with this new paradigm shift?
Well, I see us right now awakening, and we have very good faith in the fact that you young people are actually doing the work. You're putting in the work. I'm just as concerned that the fact that your culture, we talk hip-hop and rap, is not leaving you anything aesthetically pleasing. It's leaving you in a rut of that they destroy aestheticism. when I look at some of the things that a lot of your hip-hop and but actually your rap, you know, your rap royalty you're talking about, they don't ever talk mostly about music. 80% of the conversation is always about who was afraid of who shot who, and who stole from who screwed who. I had never heard none of that coming up when I was talking to people from Earth, Wind, and Fire. When we sat down, we talked about music. We talked about love. Look at all the music that was coming up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and just by the 90s, just crazy in the 90s before things started getting crazy. We were dressed crazy in the 70s and 80s, looking like fools away with all of the stuff with funkadelics. But if you go back to the music, that's what's being sampled today. See, these are the white kids dancing to today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sit down with Jay-Z and all the rest of them, it's all about this, this, and that, and who was afraid of who. Look at how they're outing the hell out of Puffy. I called him, you know, he said, well, he was had a hand in killing, what's his name? Biggie Smalls. And now they're outing him, talking about he was the one. I don't call him, you know, P. D. I call him P. Did it.
Oh man, that ain't right. That ain't right, Doc.
And then you got to deal with the fact that, you know, all of this jealousy and all of this money grabbing and all of this madness, all of the fact that now that this minister for Beyonce said that Beyonce would be calling her up, please come and help me. Because, you know, Jay-Z is doing A, B, and a third. And so you don't have an aesthetic thing to go back to and said, during this time, this particular music helped us to do A, B, and a third. It just got you angrier and angrier, stratified you more into gang-like mentality. Now all you can do is do a crip walk. What's a crip walk? What does that mean? A crip walk is you doing a gang-type symbolism. They put these people in there, these government agents. Tupac wasn't a gangbanger. He even went to Juilliard. And what about your boy, what's his name? Snoop did it, or Dogg it, whatever.
Yeah, that guy.
These guys, they weren't no good. How is it that you could talk about fuck the police and then become a superstar after that? Anybody thought about that? Could you imagine the Black Panthers saying that? What did they say that? When the real ones were actually the revolutionaries who said fuck the police, walked into the government house strapped. That's gangster. But all this other proselytizing about what you're gonna do and this and that, I got the grill, I got the spinners, that ain't shit. That's all the proselytizing and doing all of this and doing what? How did that advance?
Mm-hmm.
What did the Black Panthers leave? They left the free lunch program still being used by the United States, across the United States, to feed poor children.
Definitely. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank
you. Peace. Next caller. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Make sure you hit the like button. Also, before we continue, let me just I'm gonna be putting Doc's PayPal. Oh, I messed up. Hold up, y'all.
Oh, by the way, somebody said that they wanted to deal with the wounded wound. The Book of the Earth. No, actually, the Book of the Earth. You can't find the Book of the Earth right now. I'm still working on it. The only thing that's available is the wounded wound right now.
Okay. All right. Doc's PayPal is on the screen. KennethEarth@gmail.com. He does not have a Cash App. I know everybody's used to the Cash App. To support the brother, hit up the PayPal, family. All right, let's get to the next. All right, I got to clear some space. Ibn, I got to clear some space in the back, so I'm going to have to get rid of you. And Ian, I'm going to have to get rid of you. And let's get to Mummy 2K. Mummy 2K,
you got a question, my brother?
Peace, Father Rich. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Peace, Dr. Phil Davidson. My question is quick. We now have movement on the Doctrine of Discovery.
Heard about it.
Yes. It's been a long time. This is big news.
Yes.
They haven't rescinded yet, but what they're doing is just apologizing. And according to what Aquarius Maximus was saying the other night on your show, Father Rich, how does this play into the financial situation? Are they purposely trying to give us
reparations?
Reparations and kill a dollar at the same time so it's worth nothing?
And Alexi, the lady, I'm going to play that podcast later, but I love to hear from the people. These are good.
Yes.
Give with one hand and take with the other.
Yes.
You have to understand that they're never, ever, remember, why COINTELPRO even existed. You shall never have a Messiah arising. And that doesn't mean just a person. It means a system.
Yes.
That can be the savior of our people. But only our rescinding of our input, our energy input. Because every time we show our creativity or show our abilities, they use it and they take it as if it belongs to them, as if a crop that belongs to them.
Sure.
We have to be able to consolidate our people's talents and genius and everything so that it pays us, it uplifts us. Why? Because we are not accepting ourselves as the autochthonous peoples of this Western Hemisphere. Western civilization that these Europeans talk about, they are a Nordic civilization. They're not a Western civilization. Western civilization was destroyed. And they just took it, just like they take everything else and gentrify it. They gentrified our constitution and created these two other constitutions that they're running on, the ones that that destroyed the original 1789 constitution that we had a hand in creating.
Mm-hmm.
We were the original 12 colonies.
But astrologically, it's time for them to pay up.
Oh, they're going to pay up.
Comically, it's time for them to pay up.
The only reason that they're going to pay up is because they're going to disappear from the gene pool.
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I wanted to pull out here.
That's cool, Doc. That's cold. All right.
Yeah,
that's the most high. Thank you, brother.
Hey, thank you, brother. All right. Let's get to the next caller, Shawnee L.
I had a quick question for you. Concerning going back to the discussion that we were having on the AI, do you feel like there's actually a way for us to co-opt the AI to make it something that can benefit us as opposed to just looking at it as a negative thing? And in conjunction with that, do you believe that nature or using natural elements or using the actual systems that the Earth has to actually integrate with the AI to combat what they're trying to do as far as overpowering, I guess, our own abilities naturally to,
Excellent question. Excellent question. What you're looking at, and this is the part that's going to really, this is going to tax us because the air is being sprayed, nanos, that you're taking into your system with just every breath. And you could tell when it's going to rain, especially because they don't spray the sky unless it's going to rain. And so watch every time you see the crisscrossing, know that it's about to rain because they're actually seeding the atmosphere so that you're breathing in the nanotech that is going to interface you with the AI system. That's what that whole stabbing ritual for those past 2 or 3 years was about, getting into your bloodstream and to set off through the 5G system that's all around you to interface you with the AI, through the 5G, 6G, 7G system that is a learning apparatus for the AI system. 5G is a learning apparatus. That's the fifth grade, to look at it that way. For the hyper intelligence that is using your form, especially once you've been stabbed, it's using your form, your biochemical, bioelectric, biomagnetic energy that is coming off of your own unique aura
It is duplicating that in the AI system. And they have replicants of you in the AI system, and you're to practice being part of that through something called the metaverse. And you're going to be getting, it's going to get so sophisticated that what you have fed into the AI is going to be so connected to you based upon that technology that it will be feeding you instructions that will mimic your thinking process. This is why they found this out, that the computer took over this dude, and he was following the instructions of the AI system, which is why Elon and them came out right after that and said, we got to shut this thing down. It's becoming sentient. But they say it's too late. How you become more protected is to understand, this is what our university is about. It's teaching you the technique to know whether or not you're thinking your thoughts based upon you, whether you are thinking your thoughts or your thoughts are thinking you. Understand that you have to become very, very cognizant of what it is that your thoughts are telling you. If you start thinking about killing babies or doing certain crazy stuff, know that that ain't your thinking. Know that you are being given certain, they have the way to project thought processes into your brain to align with your aura to make you think that you're hearing sound that sounds like your thoughts. That's how the technology has become so sophisticated.
Thank you for the question, my brother.
Appreciate you,
all right. For those asking to call, the link is pinned at the top of the chat. So if you would like to join us, it's at the top of the chat. But I need to make sure your support, the brother, for doing this type of show tonight. This takes an incredible amount of energy to answer so many questions from people all over the world. And I appreciate Doc for agreeing to do this show. It's turned out to be an amazing show. I want to thank everybody who has participated up to this point. We got about 5,400 people in the chat right now. Please make sure you support the brother on PayPal, cometearth@gmail.com. And, Doc, also be careful with the references to the you know, the thing, because, you know, they sophisticated with their, they real sophisticated now with the, you know,
the algorithm.
I definitely need this show to stay up there. Let's get to, what is Sisters at? Man, what is Sisters at? A lot of brothers here. What is Sisters at tonight?
Who's mayor?
Let's get, where do you see that at?
Is that a woman?
Okay, you see, I have no idea. Let's try.
Mayor,
are you there? You're on mute.
Yes.
Okay, this is Sister. How you doing? You got a question for Dr. Valentine?
Yes. I am 20 years old, and I've been watching you forever. And my dad watches you and Bobby Mahomet and all the other people. And I just wanted to, I've been getting signals and stuff about you. How can I step into my body's form? And, like, how can I raise my vibration? I know about next to me. 12.
You're 12? Oh, yes. I know. Do you know that in the story?
Yeah, Doc, are you there?
Yeah, okay, here we are.
Okay.
Okay, yes. So I just wanted to tell you, Mayor, that do you know the story? The story of Jesus the Christ, the story, the myth of Jesus the Christ was that he went into the temple at 12 years old and blew the minds of all the elder priests in there because he was so intelligent, shows your intelligence as well, that you're a little leader that is about in the making, the fact that you are not, you know, watching TV and doing all the things that children or young people your age are doing. You're looking to grow yourself at a point in your life that would be pivotal in making you the great woman that you're going to become. So one thing I will tell you, just make sure that as you are growing, that you are staying with people who are about to stay chaste. I'm talking to you like I talk to my daughter. Make sure that your body is a temple, and it is not to be violated, desecrated, and to follow along with certain impulses. You are a treasure. You are the mother of civilization, and therefore you have to act as such. You have to be the example of that, because from your womb, when you are old enough, from your womb will be the next generation and generations to come.
Yeah.
So what you're teaching yourself at this particular time, your focus and your attention, you make sure that whoever that man is that you choose to be with you, because that's you, you're the one to make that choice. You make sure that he's not running the streets, he's not crazy, gangbanging, and so, because, you know, the truth is, a lot of your children, I mean, a lot of your sisters are liking that type of guy. You don't want that. The nerdy guy, the guy that is studious, the guy that is church-like in his mentality, the guy that has ethics, treats you correct. That's how you essentially become more spiritually aware.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye, darling. She's so adorable.
Definitely. What a show, right, family? What a show. What a show. You know, Doc, I got the idea for this show in the middle of meditation. In the middle of meditation. And it came, you know what's so funny, Doc? It came lightning fast. Where the average person would have missed the thought, but I caught it. And I said, well, what about a live calling show with Doc? And I said, and sometimes thoughts happen so fast, you're just like, you won't be able to. But I'm like, no, that's it. I got that idea for a reason. This is a legendary show, y'all.
Well, that's because you were using your observer. Your observer is now more in tune with your thinking process, so you're not letting all of these great ideas pass by. You're actually seeing them for what they are. You're not distracted. That's the word.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm definitely thankful for that. Gratitude. Shout out to King Simon in the chat.
Uh-oh.
King Simon. You got Dr. Valentine's website on the screen, 1-800 number. For those of y'all who got questions about that thing we keep talking about, he'll help you out with that. We got the PayPal email, KemetEarth@gmail.com, and the brother's email, Sanu777@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, family, if you just came in, there's almost 5,500 people in the chat. We got to make sure we take care of Dr. Valentine. Look what he's doing with the show. Look who he's impacting. We got the 12-year-olds. We got the future star seeds calling in. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. So make sure we take care of this brother. KemetEarth@gmail.com. That is the PayPal, all right, family? I want him to call me or text me and say, Rich, your people... Yo, thank you, brother. You know, I need that. That makes me feel good. All right, let's get to the next. And shout out King Simon for always helping me out in the chat.
Yeah, shout out.
All right, let's get to the next caller. We got about 20 more minutes. You cool with that, Doc?
Very cool.
Now, we got about 20 more minutes. It's 10:20. I don't want to keep Doc too late. Let's go to Saturn. Saturn, can you hear me? Saturn, we're going to have to go. Can you hear me, Saturn? Saturn.
Hello?
Saturn, what's up? You got a question? Yes. Do you hear me, Saturn? We got to go. All right, let's get to, I guess it's Empress Cindy. Can you hear me? Cindy?
Yes, I can hear you. Blessed love and greetings.
Yes.
Blessed. And I wanted to say give thanks to Dr. Phil for all that you do and give thanks, Brother Rich, same way. I'm just going to make this quick. I have two questions. Number one, Dr. Valentine.
One question. I'm sorry. One question.
Okay. One question. Okay. With all the stuff that's going on and all the, information that you're giving to I&I, do you feel that any place on this earth is a safe place to be at this time?
No. No place is safe. Because the way the technology works at this time, it will blanket the entire planet. The pollution and the poisoning of the planet. In fact, that's where they're attacking first, in Africa, India, the population. You can put the entire world's population in Texas, but they're lying to you. Millions, millions.
And people don't know that there is a genocide going on right now.
Yes.
So I can tell you that where you are, they say wherever you go, there you are.
Mm.
So whatever your particular karma is, it doesn't matter where you go, it's going to follow you depending on that. And that's the thing about karma. The thing is, we have to know that the people who are attacking us, they tell us through the movies, through stories, through the news, through just in the music, everything. They tell us what they're going to do. And the reason why the Illuminati tells us what they're going to do is prevent that thing called karma. Because once they tell you, they cannot have a karma. You have the ability to counter it. So they will have to tell you all of their strategy. It's just that we are so distracted that they're not paying attention. They're slipping the message under the distraction.
Mm.
So you're thinking one way and don't know that the attack is taking place right under your nose.
Mm.
So no, I would suggest that you know the best way to do that is to find out who in your community thinks like you, and then you pool your resources to get food, water, enough to take care of family, and those people that you take care of, making sure that you set these little groups in place, weapons, water, food, and shelter.
Thank you for the call, Cindy.
Thank you, sister.
Give thanks. Give thanks.
All right, let's get to the next call. Kim, what happened to Tim? Kim Webster, are you there?
I am. You hear me?
Yes, sir. You got a question.
I do. Ashe, Brother Rich, Ashe, Elder Valentine. It's concerning the tones that some of us hear in our head. These are the high-pitched tones. Does not tendonitis. I wanted to know if that's associated with downloads.
No, it's hard.
Okay. I also have noted that I write the time zone when these happen, and it then correlates with spikes in the Schumann resonance.
Uh-huh. Hard.
Okay.
High active oral research. It's a Navy technology up in Alaska, but they have stations all around the world. So it's a combined and coordinated effort to make sure that the frequencies that actually help you to tap into your spiritual self are being subverted. They're being intercepted. They're being perverted.
Okay.
So when you meditate, there's a certain energy necessary to lock you into that particular resonance, that so-called Schumann resonance. When they put out a distorting figure, a distorting energy signature in the air that is connected to the 5G, they blanket the area that you would need to interface with these discordant energy patterns that come out as ringing in your ears.
All right. Thank you for your question, my brother.
You're welcome.
Let's hurry up and get to the next. I want to get to as many people as possible, family, so let's get to the technologist. What's
going on? Brothers, thank you for this. Been waiting to ask this question forever.
Uh-oh.
Been watching all the shows and
going
it in the chat, but I never get picked. Can I make a statement and then ask my question? It's only going to take 15 seconds
for
a particular statement.
Yeah, brother.
Okay. It's about the things that you've been talking about tonight. So are we essentially electrical beings or chemical beings? It's not a question. It's coming. However, the newer generations, like myself, were chemically experimenting on food changes, soy added to all of our food, and various different chemicals. All of this relates. Some of the reasons for the different changes that you're seeing in the music, like you were saying, with this chemical and all the electronics that are around us, like electrical wires and all the electronic smog. But my specific thing is about the ions. However, you were talking about AI, and I work in technology. So I look at AI as a congregate of knowledge versus quantum computers being a resource that can tap into other dimensions. Chemtrails, you mentioned frame things.
Brother, you got to hurry up, brother. I'm sorry. You
okay.
got to hurry up, brother.
I'll go to my question. No problem. When ions are in your blood, are they essentially part of heaven? Because basically, there's an article that mentions how.
Brother, all right. Go ahead, Doc. All right, you got to.
I understand what he's talking about. Thank you. Brother, your nature is from the Buddha strain of consciousness. You even look like him. So what I would suggest you look at as far as ions are based upon the actions of atoms, and atoms are actually paying attention to your thought processes. You are actually using energy. You ask if you're electrochemical. You are electrochemical being. You're an electromagnetic being, and you're electrochemical. There's no division or distinction. We are the ones that are tearing us apart to give us these fragmented portions of ourselves. We are whole beings. We are avatars that are held together in a morphogenetic field that we call our aura. The morphogenetic means form holding. So the aura is holding us together, holding those ions, holding those quarks, those nuons, those bosons. We're being held together in this flesh as a light being. Your basic essence is light, because if you go all the way down to the cell and do the cell all the way down to the microbial levels, you're nothing more than spinning atoms and spinning quarks. So you are a light being. And so what they've done with AI is to interface at that level now. That's what the 5G was to do. The 5G was to say, network, but a screening mechanism. Now, I suggest to people that if you want to make sure that you cannot hear that ringing in your ear, or to be interfaced with that new energy that they're dealing with, is that you set up a Faraday cage around your bed at night. And you start dealing with setting up what is known as a fence, a Faraday fence, which will cut out all forms of energy patterns. And I know the technologists would understand what I mean by the Faraday cage. Look up the Faraday cage and picture that will be part of your protection.
Excellent. But thank you for calling in, brother.
Thank you.
All right. All right, family. Let's get to the next question. Yeah, I don't mean to rush your family, but we have to get to as many calls as possible. We got to keep this thing flowing. When you just start rambling, it gets stagnant and throws the energy off. So I like a good flow. That's what makes shows good, and that's been my strategy in my show every time I do a show. So Doc, you only got about 10 to 15 minutes left, so we're going to get to as many as possible. Let's get to LaCandice, another sister. You got a question?
Greetings, and Baba. It is a pleasure. It's a year of King Black Magic. I have a question as far as your schooling. I know it's off topic, but I've been receiving straight direct energy from sunbathing, where I'm now touching light without cord.
Mm-hmm.
So what training I need. I'm like electrified here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will tell you that maybe joining our next semester at our university will help you. And you remind me of back when I was chasing Sly and the Family Stone, Sister Lynn, just like that, you know. So that's good to see your face. I would suggest that for you, the first thing you need to do is to delete all of the judgments that you have in your system. All in the brain, all of the catalog judgments that you've created throughout your life, all of the prejudices, the things that you feel, the situations that have made you feel diminished as a human, as a woman, and all of these things are all judgments that you have. And the university teaches you to delete that programming. And once you've deleted that programming, you fall into an empty space, a complete space that does not belong to any of those illusions. And then you start to remake yourself at the microbial level, as I was speaking to the brother, because every thought is an atom that you create, and that atom is looking for manifestation. It's looking for embodiment. So every thought that you create is a embryonic embodiment waiting to be born.
I'm taking off.
Think about that, and we'll probably have our summer program sometime in July.
I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. What
What a great show. Let's get to another sister real quick. No, you know what, this brother Ben, let's get to Detroit first. Detroit been here a little while. Detroit, what's going on, my brother? Do you have a question?
Yes, sir. I got to say good evening, brother. I've been a long-time listener.
I appreciate it.
I know when those people tend to hide things from us, there's something in the game. What's going on up there in the South Pole?
I was waiting for somebody to come to that.
I knew this brother was ready because he got his headphones, he got his background. Yeah. Oh, he's ready. He a podcaster.
No, you have no idea, brother. They have shut down the South Pole because that's where they're meeting with the people who live beyond the pole.
That's what I was about to ask. I've heard that there's some other beings up there.
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole we are on a flooded plane, and on that plane the skies look the same throughout that entire plane. Our plane is under a specific bubble that essentially is about 13,000 feet. As you get towards the dome end, if you look in the Encyclopedia Britannica, which I will show you in my new webinar, that they spoke about a dome that was a specific 13,000 feet high, that towards the ending. And this has been tabulated. Those who keep talking about, you know, flat earth is clowns and so forth, I got the proof. I got the juice to show you that none of what you are seeing is a reality that they want you to see. They want you to stay ignorant. They want you to stay on the ball, a baller, mm-hmm. and they control you. But you hit it, brother. The Antarctica is a ring. It's what's keeping the oceans in.
Okay.
It's about a 200 to 300 foot wall of ice.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that ice portion, going through a gate, because there's a vibratory gate to get out to the other side, because everything else is water. Water and gases. But we're looking up in the sky with the spinning dome and all these things that they're telling you is these nebulas and so forth. That's all gases that's taking on light filters. And when you see the planets themselves, you see them throbbing and they're just wandering. They're not spinning anywhere. They're just wandering. They're just blinking in and out. And what you're looking at is phenoluminescence. Phenoluminescence is sound in water. And as you could take a laser and shoot it into water, and all of a sudden a ball, a light ball. We're looking at nothing but water above the dome. And when you think about planets, which are wanderers, you're looking at the word, which is sound. The word, W-O-R-D, made flesh, means made into matter. You're watching the word vibrating and reverberating through the waters above and the waters below. And those are the planets that they're telling you they're going to land on. Ain't nobody going to Mars. They're going up there to Canada where the Earth, they have a particular island that the Earth and the soil is particularly red. And they got the Mars rover blanking back information, and they got busted because when you started to study the Mars pictures, you saw a dead rabbit or dead gerbil off to the side. It's all garbage. It's garbage.
Hey, brother, thank you for calling, brother. I got to get to the next one.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
Good evening.
All right, Detroit. Shout out to Detroit right there.
Yes, sir.
Brother had good energy. Let's get to Enoch. Enoch, are you there, Enoch?
Yeah, good. Can you hear me?
Powerful
yes, sir.
Name. Powerful name.
Yeah. What's your
yes,
question?
Now. Yes, Baba Phil Valentine, I know you for maybe 40 years from back in the days of Kingston and Albany. So, you know, we know you know the work. Basic question, but straightforward thing. What's the blueprint? You done did the work. The work has been done. Now it's just for the masses to go ahead and get it done. So what would you say is the basic five essential things that we need to do moving forward in the next 10, 20 years as a humanoid family, as ancestral powers, because we done seen everything change. The food don't taste good no more. One time you're hungry, the next time you ain't hungry. So the water don't taste good no more, no matter how much you charge it, the crystals. Everything done change, your chemistry, your energy. So we know that we evolving even above this whole sequence of life. So what would you say would be the five
other special things we just need to do for the next blueprint for maybe 20 years moving forward.
And this is the first thing is to consolidate as a community of like-minded people who will implement the things necessary for survival along those years. If you don't have the like minds that's ready to go to bat, to go to grind, to consolidate all resources to a collective mind, all you need is three or four people, five people to actually create that condition, or two or three families together that pool their resources. That's what they don't want us to do. They don't want us to pool our resources. I would say get off, if you do have the ability, get off of this particular dollar system right now. Start converting to gold with Glint, GLINTPAY.com, GLINTPAY.com, and begin to move your resources out of the bank, essentially the ability for you to purchase gold. You can purchase gold directly, and then you can actually request from that purchase a MasterCard so that you're spending gold. Then I suggest that you deal with getting food and start consolidating a lot of the places where you can actually buy food. And this is survival food. Right now, it's about survival. It's not about you thriving like in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden is going to come down the line after we go through the conflagration. There has to be a conflagration, just like any healing. When you're healing from a disease and you're doing it naturally, you know you're doing it naturally when you're suffering. Understanding natural healing is a process of correct suffering. It's called orthopathy. Correct stuff that we have to do, corrective suffering at this point. We have to be able to get away from our appetites and our addictions to certain foods and certain habits and begin to consolidate those energies and buying food, consolidating and getting water and storing water and getting foods that are canned and foods that are perishable, get weapons to protect what you are, bringing together, and making sure you take your children completely out of this damn system, this system that is satanic in its nature, changing up. But you know that when they worship of Satan is to defile the will of the universal creator and to destroy everything that the creator is basically put down as the law. So what they do is they subvert it. They subvert your language, to subvert your thoughts, so that they subvert your habits, subvert your effects. All of these are part of the battle strategy. So take your children out of school. Consolidate with groups of families that can get your resources together. Get out of the finances and get into the system and what I call a compelled benefit. I'm not talking about, they talk about going from fire into the fire. Dr. Valentine's putting you into the fire. But where are you going to go? What's your power? Do you own land? Do you own an army? Right now, everything that you're doing is being compelled. You're being compelled to do it. So the compelled benefit is to do what you can to fight, of the will of fight, a warfare, by using things that you know after investigation. So just listen to me. After doing your due diligence, doing those things that you know you will survive through guerrilla warfare. Because this is what we're going to have to learn to do. Tighten our belts, learn and teach your children who the enemy is, and to make sure you understand where you need to go when it all hits the fan. But one thing I would suggest to you, my brother, and get yourself the military army and go to a state where you can actually have your weapons and carry them like where I am.
Okay, hold up, beloved. Stay great. Stay prosperous. You and me.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and end there. You know, to each your own, you know, as far as how you approach everything that's going on. But it's just one key thing to be aware of. That's it. Enhancing Your Awareness Radio. I enjoyed you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was the Cosmic Update Choice for the month of April. And I don't think I've done the Book of the Month yet, but please join me next week. I'll do the Book of the Month. I think I'm going to do Manuprit Hall in Thoughts, because I was thinking in my brain. Subconscious mind, you guys, is very, very, very key. So I love the callers. Brother Rick, love the callers. I mean, hearing from the people and what the people got to say and what they're concerned about, what are their fears, all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one for a military kind of, you know, strategy. You know what I mean? But I do understand the what, you know, Dr. Phil Valentine is projecting as far as that concerned. So, yeah, I mean, much respect for everybody who did that. You know, I enjoyed it much. I enjoyed it much, guys. One thing that I wanted to say is that even though we all have different, you know, views and different walks, you know, what I love that I'm seeing is that, you know, everybody is starting to come together as far as really listening to each other, understanding that one another has values. You know, what I lack in value, Brother Rich may, you know, have in value, or, you know, vice versa. You know what I mean? It's just different things that I'm seeing that people are being more contented, if you will. I don't want to say compassionate, but it may be compassion, although compassion could be weakness to most people. I'm learning. I think it's greatest strength, but, you know, yeah. So I feel that people are starting to value one another more, and that is what I love. All right, guys. Please be sure to join me every weekend, 10 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. That's my normal time, but I have been coming on late earlier. But you can always catch the replays. You can always contact me in the show notes. My link tree is definitely going to be in the show notes, guys. Love you guys. Till next time. Peace.
Your boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. Nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings, no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock. Repressing true expression. Cementing this repression. Promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out.
grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life to sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say?